following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. Expensive legal fees shouldn't stand between you and your New Year's resolution. If you've resolved to finally make that will or living trust to protect your loved ones, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. If this is the year to take control of your finances and start your own business, go to LegalZoom.com. I did. Their step-by-step process makes it simple, and you get total customer support, including attorney help if you need it. Over 2 million people have saved a small fortune by using LegalZoom.com, including many of those who started companies on the Inc. 500 list. Maybe that's why they're so successful. For personal and business documents that have been accepted in courts and government agencies in all 50 states, you can trust LegalZoom. Want more savings? Enter Colin in the referral box at checkout. For a better way to do the law, go to LegalZoom.com. Attorney support provided through independent attorneys available in most states. LegalZoom's not a lawyer, and self-help services are provided at your direction.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's meet our hosts. First up, sports director Doug Duda.
I screwed up.
It's not regular price. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is. What do you want from me?
You know how to football team? Never heard of them.
Alabama Road Tide Roll. Gonna take on LSU. Then Bayou Baker down there. There to go. That's D-A-U-X. There to go, Tiger.
The pedicure. So what does that mean there? Is that ear hair or what is that?
Now let's meet Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too. We got trouble here, folks. A trumpeter swan's neck is 3 freaking feet long. I'm beyond embarrassing. Did the dog eat your homework? Just say, we just whacked these two things because they look cool.
What are the guys going to chat about today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome.
Friday Doug and Daddy Show right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us. Folks, you think you get a great noon hour to take you up to the lunch hour on the Doug and Daddy Show today. We're going to talk to Mike Perenio from the Mandalay Bay. He is a race and sportsbook manager, and we're gonna catch up with him to get what's going on with the Super Bowl odds, what goes on this week. It's a dead week. A lot of things go on, but we will catch up with him. It's a favorite of you guys out there. If you've got questions about odds, if you're looking at, Daytona's getting close. I know that, they got Masters odds up. There's a lot of things going on there. Mike Perenio is the man in the know. Shoot us an email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com, or give us a phone call, 888-455-3776. Also, in about 20 minutes, Sean Callahan, Husker Online. We're going to do a Friday recruiting update. We're 5 days away from the Huskers' recruiting class. Will Devin Fuller be closer to being a Husker? Will Andres Pete? If you watched ESPN yesterday, it was interesting because Andres Pete, they said, was going to Stanford, or that was a big favorite. They didn't even mention Nebraska in the Devin Fuller mix. They mentioned Rutgers in Arizona. It'll be interesting to see. We'll talk to him. But also in recruiting news, that's right, Mike Schaaf is going to join us. Douglas, I believe he does it right now.
A lot of recruiting talk with National Letter of Intent signing day coming up on Wednesday, and Tony, I don't know anybody in our listening area that's had the eyes of the state on this young man and our next guest as much. I mean, there's probably been 2 or 3, but, man, since their freshman and sophomore year, as Michael Schaaf, and he finally this week has decided where he's going to go play his school.
Yeah, he joins us right now. Michael, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for giving us a minute of your time. We know you're busy with not only your decision to play football, but also the wrestling schedule you've got going on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Is that the way it's felt for you, Michael? We've never been in this situation. I mean, you have had people like us and every recruiting service probably bothering you for 3 years. What's that been like?
It's been great. I mean, I've had a great ride through the recruiting process. I mean, I've met a lot of great people, been to a lot of great places, and had quite a few interviews. So, I mean, it's been awesome.
Mike, was there ever an undue amount of pressure on you, though, as a sophomore? Did you ever just want to say, I just want to be a kid and play football and just like all my buddies? Or did you just leave me alone? Did you ever feel like that?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Towards the end of my sophomore year, we were getting really kind of into track and stuff, and the recruiting process was really heating up. I mean, I had not only Nebraska after me, but Iowa then offered me a scholarship, and Kansas and Kansas State were showing up to school and talk to my dad. So, I mean, there was a point in time where I was like, you know, I kind of got to focus on track a little bit.
We're talking with Michael Schaaf, who's good at about everything he does athletically and a lot more, and he's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Mike, obviously the fans want to know how things worked out with Nebraska. I think a lot of people just assumed you were going to end up at Nebraska. There was going to be a big scholarship. It didn't work out that way. There was some negative publicity out there. Tell us what happened.
Well, Nebraska had asked me to come to camp this past summer, which I did. And first day at camp, we're going on one-on-ones, and I'm going up against a kid from Ohio, and kind of driving him off the ball. And it had been a really hot day, and I was pretty dehydrated, and I pulled my hamstring, and kind of went downhill from there. I mean, as the Nebraska coaches, they really never got to see me perform at my peak level. I think that's what ended up being the deciding factor.
Doug mentioned the negative publicity. How do you handle that? You're a senior in high school.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you just kind of got to be mature about it. Just let it go in one ear, out the other. It's kind of like being a professional athlete. I mean, you're going to get scrutiny, but it's how you handle it that makes your professional career.
Michael Schaaf is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You have decided on South Dakota State. What sold you on their program?
The people there. I mean, I went and met with the coaching staff and a lot of the offensive linemen, and just sitting down talking with them and talking about the program. I mean, they just made me instantly fall in love with it, and it, right away I knew it was the place where I had to play.
Michael, wrestling, I mean, you're so successful, and no match has lasted over, a minute, two, or some ridiculous thing. Any thought to doing that at the collegiate level?
I had aspirations of it early on, but believe it or not, I hadn't really been recruited for it all that much. I'd been recruited a lot more for track and football. I had about three schools talk to me for wrestling, but that's about it. So, I mean, I really, really didn't have the options.
Speaking of wrestling, your busy weekend, Cedar Rapids and Boone Central, where Kearney High is on Saturday, so you're going to see some different kids at these two meets. But the last time I got to see you in person was when we were over broadcasting the Amherst invite earlier this month. You have to sit around all day. There weren't enough heavyweights. You win in 8 seconds in the semifinals, and that was like at 4:30 in the afternoon. And then your finals last against a rated opponent, 30 seconds. Does it get boring? Is it boring this year? How do you sit around all day and you hardly get to wrestle at all? I mean, you're very obviously the best at it, but it would seem like a long day for a little reward.
Yeah, it does get. If you talk to my coach, I get pretty frustrated, just sitting around all day. But you got to have fun with it as well. I mean, you got to go around, meet some new kids, talk to coaches, talk to officials. I mean, just try to have fun when you're just sitting in the gym all day.
You think about the one loss. Was that a crap call? What happened?
Well, early on I thought it was a crap call, but since that I've gotten better from it. I learned from it. I really took a lot of stuff for granted my freshman year. I thought I was a lot better than what I really was, and that showed in the finals. So I'm mad that it happened because I have that one loss, and I'm not going to be the four-time state champion, but I'm also happy that it happened so I could grow from it.
What about, and Michael Schaaf's with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, you've got some special help in the Cambridge wrestling room this year. Tell the folks about that.
Yes, I do. We have Kyle Goebbels, who's a two-time state champion from Randolph, Nebraska, and he wrestled at the University of Nebraska, and he's been helping out this year, showing me some new things. And he's really helped me a lot. I mean, he showed me a lot of new stuff where I'm not only, becoming a better wrestler, I'm also becoming a more physical and quicker and more athletic wrestler because of him.
Obviously, that's going to translate to the football field as well, I got to think.
Yeah, I think it will. He's helped me a lot with my quickness and my feet.
Michael, talk about how soon they see you playing at South Dakota State, or is it a for sure redshirt deal? Is that what they normally do with offensive linemen coming from high school?
Well, they have a, you know, some schools are really just set on their ways of redshirting their kids their first year. They have more of an open policy. But, you know, talking with my grandparents and my mom and dad, I think it's just better for me to redshirt, get that year under my belt, because I'm going into a really tough major, and, you know, just transitioning to the college life is going to be difficult for me. So I'd really like to get that year under my belt. And then, you know, I'm going to be right in for a starting spot my redshirt freshman year. So, I mean, it won't be too long until I start playing.
And transitioning to college life was tough for me. I hardly remember any of it for some reason.
Oh, wow. Lincoln was such a big city compared to Bertrand for you, big fella. Hey, Michael, looking back on it now, you spent a little time there in Sutton. That's where your high school career, I guess, began. Then, obviously, back to Cambridge. What was different about the two schools and maybe the pluses and minuses of returning home to Cambridge?
Well, to tell you the truth, they're almost identical in terms of being towns. I mean, they're almost the exact same size. You know, the schools are almost the exact same size. But the determining factor, I'd have to say, was the people. I mean, I was born in Cambridge. My grandfather graduated from Cambridge High School. I mean, it's just kind of where my family's gone to school, and I loved Sutton. It was an awesome place. I have a lot of great friends there still. But, you know, I just kind of wanted to come somewhere that I was familiar with, and I could, kind of just help them. And we figured we'd be in the state championship this year. It didn't work out, but I had a great time here.
Well, Michael, it's interesting because just seeing you go to the football games after your season ended, you know, you're very outgoing. That's your personality. You're always shaking hands. There's always a smile on your face. Did the recruiting process and just meeting all those new people help you mature faster than you think you normally would have?
It really has. I mean, when you go down to let's say I go down to K-State, I may be meeting 25 to 30 new people. I mean, you just got to be social, and you just got to, build relationships faster when you're trying to decide where you're going to go to college, and that's really helped me a lot. I mean, you know, I can go somewhere and, you know, meet a complete stranger, and we can be best friends by the end of the day just from talking with them and hanging out with them.
Was there one highlight from all your recruiting trips and everything that you probably wouldn't have had happen had you not been so highly sought after?
Well, I was really glad and excited to get to Nebraska. That first time, it was right after I just won the state finals in wrestling, and you know, I hadn't been looked at for football. I mean, I'd started 2 years, and you know, I was all state that year, but you know, I hadn't been recruited for football, and I really didn't even know the recruiting game or what it was all about. And then I went up to Nebraska for their junior day as a sophomore, and you know, that was really awesome.
Michael, how many official visits did you end up taking?
I only ended up taking one, actually, and that was the South Coast State.
Okay, so once you got there, you can't tell us any lavish free meals you got from any of these places, any big lobsters you saw or anything like that.
It was just when I got there. I mean, the town's really similar to Kearney, and it has that kind of Kearney atmosphere. It's got about 25,000 people in it, and I've been to Kearney. My grandparents live in Kearney, so I'm in Kearney all the time, and that's just what I got from it. And then, you know, you just hang out with the guys and hang out with the coaches, and I mean, I just fell in love right away.
A couple questions, and we'll let you get out of here, Mike. Michael Schaaf with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I'm sure you already know that Saturday, September 21st, 2013, South Dakota State is at Nebraska. I mean, you're still got a chance to play at Memorial Field. Your thoughts on that?
I'm really excited for it. I mean, that's my goal is going to be to start in that game. I mean, it's been a dream of mine to play in Memorial Stadium. I'm going to get that luxury by playing in the Shrine Bowl in June 2nd. So, I mean, but, you know, to get there and play in Memorial Stadium with, 80, however many thousand fans it is playing against Nebraska, I mean, I've been talking with, we have three kids going to South Dakota State from Nebraska, and, you know, it's just going to be a dream for us, dream come true, because we're playing on Memorial Stadium.
And besides winning the gold, what's the goal in wrestling this year? It seems like budget is the only one that could even give you a go here. What's your goal here in the next month besides being on top of that stand?
Well, I've got a lot of things going for me this upcoming month to state wrestling. I mean, I'm two more. I'll probably get my 100th consecutive win on Friday, and that'll be really exciting. And then I'll also be in the running for 150 wins. I got 14 more wins this year, and I'll be at 150, which is also a pretty good feat for a heavyweight.
You know, Doug, we don't have high school kids on the show very often, and it's because, well, simply, they aren't mature enough. They can't, you know, they don't. They answer
like
yes. They answer no. They were like me the first week on the radio. It sucked.
can't complete a sentence.
Matter of fact, we've had two that I know of this year. One was Riker Fife, who we had a great time. He actually made his decision on our show. And the second one is Michael Schaff, and I think you can see why we invited Michael on.
Yeah, and what are we going to do about this Brock Schaff?
Well, Brock's got a wrestling season to finish up here. He's got about six losses. He's about 22-6, and he's ranked fifth at 195. And I think he's gonna have a good end of the season. And then he might be a power come football season next year. So I look for his name.
Is he just a freshman?
He's a sophomore actually this year. It was kind of a crud deal for him. He was my backup in football, so I think he'll take over my position next year.
Yeah, that just goes straight to the coaching staff there at Cambridge. I'll tell you what, Michael Schaff with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, we'll see you at the state meet, if not before. I guess we'll probably see you at district wrestling tournament as well. So good luck this weekend. Best of luck in your career, and we'll catch up with you again.
Thanks, guys.
Well, great to catch up with Michael Schaff. He's a good kid. We've got a recruiting update coming up next. Sean Callahan, Husker Online, is set to join us. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with Sean Callahan, Husker Online.
Get in the zone!
Putting off auto repairs can turn a small job into a big one. So put your tax refund to work today at AutoZone. From brakes to engines, we've got the quality parts you need. And you can count on AutoZone's trusted experts to help you stretch those tax refund dollars as far as possible. Spend a little today instead of a lot later. Keep your car running longer with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them. Even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
The Storm are on the air for one game on Friday on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. What a big game it is. To the Lion's Den to joust with the Omaha Lancers. Pre-game, 6:45. Then Saturday on Classic Hits 98.9. We're part of a multimedia TV radio event. A special hour-long Storm pregame at 5 Saturday. Then you can see the Storm on TV at 7:05 on Fox. Then about 9:30 for a special Storm postgame show. It's back to Classic Hits 98.9.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area today, as we'll see a slight chance for a rain or snow shower early on, followed by breaks of sunshine with a high of 42 as northwest winds increase to 20 to 35. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. New fries, BK toppers, it's all there. Schaaf kind of slipped and let us know that he's going to the Shrine Bowl. That official announcement comes out right around Easter, usually, or early March. I guess it depends when Easter falls, but just in my noggin, that's usually we know the coaches, but the full scale is out there. And I've already heard out there, there's like some all-staters that didn't even get asked, and it just could be strange this year.
Well, you know, they want the best kids to go, and they move the game up before that. But still, if you're one of those elite kids, the colleges don't want you to take a chance. I don't know how you can practice for them all summer, but you can't practice for the Shrine Bowl. I think you're playing football, you're playing football.
Dent Popper inbox, Trent says, I played against Mike on the line when he was at Sutton. I was a senior, he was a freshman. Nebraska's missing out on a great player. Time for our TNL Husker recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, with TNL, the choice is simple. The TNL system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TNLIRR.com, TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works from HuskerOnline.com. Sean Callahan is with us. And, Sean, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't this, so we talked to you last Friday, since that time, it seems like there's been more commits to Nebraska than I can remember at this time. Usually they've made it a month out. And then we wait till signing day, or am I off base here? Hasn't there been a lot more action the last 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Nebraska's done an unbelievable job of just closing things out here. And, you know, going into yesterday, there were still 11 prospects on the board that Nebraska sat with. And, you know, usually at this time, it's down to probably just two or three names. And right now, they're at 14 commits with the commitment last night of running back Amani Cross. With his commitment, that cancels out Devontae Bork, the running back that was supposed to come in this weekend. So really, there's about nine prospects left on the board for the Huskers. The key area they've got to load up on is still defensive tackle. They need to get some guys in the secondary. And then you've got Andres Pete and Alonzo Moore. The guys I feel good about right now for them to finish out with would be Andres Pete, the five-star offensive lineman, Alonzo Moore, the four-star athlete who I think will project as a DB. And then I think they're in pretty good shape with Vincent Valentine. If I had to go with those three, and, you know, I think the magic number at this point is probably 19. You know, it's just kind of hard to say where things will end up, though, on signing day.
Sean, this is a question that comes from a guy that you've met a few times, and my buddy Lumpy from Bertrand. Watching the ESPN yesterday, when Andres Pete comes up, he was a commit to Stanford in their eyes. When Devin Fuller's name comes up, Nebraska wasn't mentioned. It was Arizona. It was Rutgers. Are these recruiting services, do they have something, a bone to pick with Nebraska?
I don't think ESPN knows as much about Andres Pete as rivals. I mean, we've been on this guy for a long time, and our experts, you know, we had six national experts that cover the nation, and they gave their projections, and all six picked Andres Pete to Nebraska. So I guess, you know, I know I've heard you see some Stanford things, but with his brother going out to Nebraska, his cousin Avery Moss, a current Husker commit, I'd be really, really surprised. I mean, I know we're planning on sending someone from Husker Online out there for the signing day press conference, so we might be covering the Stanford thing. But no, now as for Devin Fuller, I didn't think Nebraska was going to get him at this point. But with the Greg Schiano thing, you never know. It just depends on the distance factor and what direction Rutgers goes with things. But there, no one has anything against Nebraska or anything like that, Tony. I think that's just kind of a weird view to take. I think some people say that, but I don't think they're not going to have a thing against Nebraska.
Doug and Daddy Show, and of course we're chatting with our main man, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com. I've had some folks tell me Nebraska's trying to make up for a poor recruiting class by getting all these walk-ons to commit. I don't believe into that.
Not true.
I mean, I think it's going to be a good class.
When this class is done, it's going to rank anywhere between 10 and 20 in the rankings. So whoever said that, I guess that's just a negative outlook on it. But you look at where it's at right now, it's already moving up. Then you get Alonzo Moore, you get Andres Pete. That's a 4-star. That's a 5-star. Then they're in on some other 4-star guys and some 3-star guys. This class will finish 3rd in the Big Ten behind probably Ohio State and Michigan, and it will be a class ranked 10 to 20 in my opinion. It just depends how it closes, but it's definitely, I think, going to be in the top 25. I can say that much. And with limited numbers, I mean, there's only 14 scholarship seniors on the program, but then there's also 4 extra available scholarships. So technically, there are 18 scholarships today available on this team. Big Ten lets you oversign by 3. So really, Nebraska could take 21 theoretically, but they need to get scholarships to Brett Maher and some of these walk-on guys like Spencer Long, Soo-Hoon Choi, guys that are playing and starting in the program right now.
So let me follow up with that on these walk-ons, and I guess it, especially right here on the home front, it makes an impact. UNK is losing at least 2 kids that could have been major impacts in Riker Fife and Andy Janovich, who were going to go to UNK, ended up going to Nebraska. Now Fife had it between those two, and he committed since we last talked. And then you get a Brad Simpson today out of Ralston that I'm sure nobody has heard of outside of Ralston in the metro area. But specifically, Riker and Janovich, realistically, what are you expecting? I know it's hard to get everybody right here, but what is your thoughts on those two specifically?
Well, I think Janovich, to me, what happened there was there's an agreement worked out in some way or another where I think he will be put on scholarship early in his career, and they are grooming him to be the starting fullback by year 3, so his redshirt sophomore year. I think that is what's going on with him, and he sees the writing on the wall that after C.J. Zimmer and Mike Merrow, they don't have any other fullbacks in this program, and Andy Janovich is the guy that they handpicked and groomed for that role. As for Riker Fife, I think he's looking at it as, after Taylor Martinez, there really isn't anyone that's in control of that backup job, and he's going to come in, and you've got Tyson Brockmeyer here. Breon Carnes has not controlled the backup job, in my opinion. So I think all these guys think that they can come in and with Tommy Armstrong and compete to possibly be the next starter after Taylor Martinez. I mean, that's my thinking as to why these guys have chose to walk on. And the bottom line is these guys want to play in front of the big crowd. They want to play in front of 85, 90,000 people, even if it means they're not necessarily playing in the game. I think to a lot of guys, that's still more fun than playing in front of, 6 or 8,000 people in a Division II or 1AA environment.
Sean, I'll follow that up with how surprised or are you surprised that Breon Carnes is still in school at Nebraska?
He's just a redshirt freshman, guys. I mean, I what did people expect? Him to win the job this year? If he left, that would be really foolish on his part because he's still an injury away from being on the field and playing. But just talking to people within the program, he has not yet proven that he can step in. He makes too many mental errors. He throws interceptions. People were critical of Taylor Martinez. But look at this stat, the final 7.5 games of the season, the second half of the Ohio State game on, Martinez only threw 2 picks the whole season, that point on. One was in that bowl game, so really he only threw 1 pick in the regular season after the Ohio State game. And, he didn't make the dumb turnovers. And I know people want to point the finger and say, oh, he's not the quarterback for Nebraska, but he doesn't jump off sides or make false starts. He doesn't drop passes. Those are things that were out of his control, and you didn't see Martinez have those 3 or 4 interception games where he just threw balls into coverage and turned the ball over, other than maybe the Wisconsin game.
I just think, Sean, you heard a lot of talk when games were either in hand one way or another, that when Breon wasn't getting snaps, people thought maybe he should have been.
There's that, but that's been Bo Pelini's style since he's been here, other than Cody Green, who they felt was ready to play more. They've always played the starting quarterback significant snaps, and not very many of the games were situations where they could. I mean, there were a couple, the Minnesota game, obviously, and Breon did play a lot. I think he played 2 or 3 series in that game. But I think at times, too, they want to make sure Martinez develops confidence because, obviously, he's still a work in progress. And what I do know, though, is the gap between Martinez and Carnes is very wide. If it was close, we probably would have seen Carnes on the field. But right now, he's just still a young player. He's a redshirt freshman, and he's just still learning the system and has to get rid of those mental mistakes out of his game before they're going to have more confidence in him to put him in a tough situation.
Sean, you mentioned a running back that will not be making a visit because of the commitment last night. Are there other visits yet this weekend to be made here?
Well, right now they're going to bring in a walk-on running back by the name of King Frazier. He's already committed to Nebraska to walk on. He's the only one right now coming in that we know of. So it should be a quiet weekend. Official visits shut down tonight. Nebraska will send their entire offensive coaching staff to Evan Goodman's house. He's a big 6'4", 6'5", offensive lineman from the state of Florida. He's currently committed to Arizona State, where his brother's at. Nebraska had him in for an early visit. He dropped Arkansas. He's narrowed it down to Nebraska and Arizona State. And this is kind of one that a lot of people really didn't think Nebraska had a chance on. And they're actually in this thing down at the end. And that's where most of the coaching staff will be tonight.
Sean Callahan joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our TNL recruiting update. A lot of folks were shocked about the name Corey Whitaker maybe coming out of the blue here this week as another oral commitment. And then almost simultaneously, there's a young kid that commits that's only going to be a junior for the class of 2013 in Travell Dixon, just coming out of that year. So he's still another year away. What about those two kids?
Well, Corey Whitaker, it's a situation where I think they felt like they wanted to get more offensive linemen in the program. And this is a guy that they really liked. He came in on the visit. He had great senior film, and sometimes you're going to find a guy that had a good senior season. You know, a lot of the recruiting by major schools is done off junior film, and by the time your senior film is done, teams are filled up. Well, Nebraska's obviously not filled up, and they were able to make room for this guy. Oregon tried to get him in this weekend. He turned down a visit from Oregon, an offer from Oregon to come to Nebraska. So hopefully that should tell you something where he ranks. He's an interior lineman, he's a guy that could play guard, center. I don't think he's a tackle, obviously. Then you mentioned Travell Dixon out of Baldwin, Louisiana, 6'1", 195, probably a defensive back. He's from the hometown of Corey Raymond. And Corey Raymond, obviously from Louisiana originally, I just think he's done a good job going down there and helping Nebraska maybe find some guys. And this is a guy, in Dixon that had a lot of early offers, for this stage in the game. He had an offer from Arizona State, Texas A&M, and Texas Tech, and not very many juniors right now have very many scholarship offers at this point.
Sean Callahan of Huskers Online. Sean, best guess on next Wednesday, the Huskers signed 20 or better players then?
I'm going to peg it more at 19. I don't see 20 at this point. They're at 14 today. I'm going to go with Pete Moore and Valentine, Alonzo Moore and Vincent Valentine. That's 17. And then, the other two, it's really a coin flip right now. We'll know a lot more Sunday after Devin Fuller makes his announcement. There's some situations. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out because I think they would like to take Curry at defensive tackle and Valentine both. I don't know if they can do it today right now. They need those spots available. And it wouldn't surprise me if Valentine would be a guy that commits, and if some other guys back down, they could take Curry. But I think 19 is probably where I'd put the number at today.
We just had Mike Schaaf on the show. We've talked to you about him numerous times. Now that the dust has settled, he's going to South Dakota State, which the general public, I still believe, views as a major downer. Whether he goes to Nebraska or not, I think they would have figured Iowa, even Kansas, a BCS school. Now that the dust has settled, one more time, the rivals and the Husker Online view of Mike Schaaf is what?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say disappointment, but just there was so much put out for this kid. I mean, I found Mike and identified him during his sophomore year, and I said to myself, this guy is a future star with what he did at Sutton and what he did as a wrestler. And, I think the turning point of everything was the knee injury that he suffered in his junior season before Nebraska's camp. Let's remember, Iowa offered him as a sophomore at Sutton. They came out there, they identified him. Reese Morgan offered him a scholarship as a sophomore, for Kirk Ferentz's staff. And they were on him, and a lot of other people were going to follow suit. And I think what kind of affected the process was everybody just assumed that Nebraska was going to offer. They just said, there's no way we're even going to get this kid. He's so good on paper. Nebraska's going to offer. So I think that scared away a lot of people. And you didn't see Kansas State come in. You didn't see Iowa State come in. You didn't see a lot of regional programs that typically would come in here. And then Nebraska didn't offer. And then it kind of waited around and waited around. They didn't offer. Well, then Iowa pulled their offer because they filled up. And hindsight's 20/20. But if I was Mike Schaaf, what I would have done is this summer, when he had that offer from Iowa, I would have committed to the Hawkeyes in June. And if Nebraska did offer you later on, then decommit, go to Nebraska. But he sat around, he waited for that Nebraska offer, and I think that's what hurt him ultimately in the process, because he very easily right now could have been at Iowa, and I know Mike would have been at Iowa, I believe, if they would have accepted his commitment. But they filled up, and, you know, Charlie Weiss, the Kansas Jayhawks and Charlie Weiss really wanted Mike to come down this weekend for a visit, but he chose not to come down. I think the whole process really burned him out and kind of was frustrating, just because he was so close to getting maybe that Nebraska offer. It never happened. And now he's going up to Brookings, South Dakota, and I think he's happy to go there because obviously he could be in Lawrence this weekend and playing for the Jayhawks if he wants in the future, and he chose just to end the process and commit to South Dakota State.
Sean, last question I have for you. When the deal's done Wednesday, people that could contribute this fall, are there any in this class?
Oh, I think you got to always start with the JUCO guys. Zaire Anderson at linebacker, Mohamed Cisse at defensive back. Those two for sure. You know, at running back, it wouldn't surprise me if Imani Cross develops a role, because they need another guy to complement Burkhead as a physical runner. Abdullah and Green and Hurd bring traits to the table, but they're not necessarily every down between the back, between the tackles, Big Ten running back. I think at linebacker, Michael Rose and Afalava, one of those young guys will have an opportunity to possibly play early. At defensive end, Greg McMullen may be able to work his way in the rotation, because you look at the defensive ends for Nebraska right now, Cameron Meredith, Joseph Carter, Jason Anker, Josh Williams, they haven't done a lot to really solidify their jobs. And if McMullen comes in here and does a good job, he could play. And obviously Anders Pete, I think he's somebody with what he brings to the table as a true bona fide NFL prospect at left tackle. He's somebody that could possibly compete. You know, Nebraska loses Marcel Jones. They lose Yoshi Hardrick. There's a lot of opportunity right now in this program at the tackle position.
Danny Woodhead versus Prince Amukamara. Who wins?
I tend to go with the Giants right now, man. They're playing some ball, and if you don't get pressure on Eli Manning, he's deadly. And the Patriots don't have a good pass rush, so that's why I lean for it. Even though the Giants are a slight underdog, which I don't know how, I like them to win this game just because I don't see the Patriots pressuring Eli Manning, and if they don't pressure him, he's proven that he can pick a defense apart.
We done with the walk-on, Sean?
One more probably coming. We should have more on it today, and that will be it. And originally they were only going to take 15, but they've been told yes by so many guys. Essentially, they've targeted about 21 guys, and they're going to get 18 of the 21 they want on the walk-on side.
You didn't want to share with us who that is?
Well, we're still working on confirming it, so I don't want to tip my hand.
HuskerOnline.com. Check it out every day, especially now as we head up to National Letter of Intent Signing Day on Wednesday. Sean, as always, we've got you coming into the Tri-City area. You'll be out at McCook February 20th, then Granite on Hastings, Kearney the 21st through the 23rd, and we'll be talking more about that here in the upcoming days. But keep up the good work, man.
Hey, I'm looking forward to the in-state tour and coming out there and checking things out.
All right, Sean. Have a good weekend.
Take care, guys.
Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com. Our TNL Husker Recruiting Update brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works.
I know Mike Prenia is coming up in a little bit here on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you've got questions about anything, whether it's Masters, whether it's Daytona, whether it's who knows what, maybe you're an Ultimate Fighting fan. There's big fights this weekend going on. There's a big fight.
Victor Cruz, right?
Before the Super Bowl. Victor Cruz, the wide receiver?
Or no, the boxing. What did I have? Sorry, I'll get that for you. We'll
right.
have it.
No problem.
Sorry.
Calm down.
All flustered. That's
coming up.
Here's all I know. George Strait is playing the night before the Super Bowl at the MGM. You kidding me? Back after this.
This is Rep Van Pans with your winter weather report. Right now, a huge front's exerting enormous pressure on the Beltline. Once it breaks, we expect a blizzard of buttons and waist-high midriffs. The culprit? A perfect storm of fatty burgers and fries.
With greasy fast food, what are you really getting? Instead, try a tempting Subway Turkey BLT or Fresh Fit Turkey Melt. Merely 7 grams of fat each. Subway, eat fresh.
Subway Fresh Fit is not a diet program. Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or 9-grain wheat bread prepared to standard formula. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information. Limited time only.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them. They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area today as we'll see a slight chance for a rain or snow shower early on, followed by breaks of sunshine with a high of 42 as northwest winds increase to 20 to 35. I'm meteorologist Paul Frambley. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. What's a Super Bowl party without great food and drink?
That's why they're waiting for you.
It's not a party.
Carrie's waiting for you behind the counter. They got meat and cheese trays for all your Super Bowl needs. Once you want to stick a prime rib in to have it halftime, they'll cut it to your specifications. They've got it. Troutman's Quality Meats, T-Bone's waiting for you out front. They've got all the spices, all the sauces to go on whatever it is you desire. Plus, they got great beer and wine specials going on every week of the year. Troutman's Quality Meats. Check out the fresh selection of seafood available to you. And, like we say, the bacon and the ground beef's different. Never had Troutman's bacon ground beef? Well, try it. You'll experience the difference. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. Carrie's waiting for you behind the counter. T-Bone's waiting for you out front. Across from Bob's Superstore. Check it out today. Troutman's Quality Meats.
Sure.
I'm positive.
Oh, great. You know what? There's so many great things that go on out at the MGM, out at the Mandalay Bay with all of their properties. But, hey, I told you. I wish I could get out there this year. I'd be hitting that George Strait concert. I'd be kicking it over at the Mandalay bottle, over the Mandalay Bay. He just said bottle, so there you go. It's not always UFC.
How old is George Strait?
It's not Victor Cruz, it's Victor Ortiz. That's
okay.
What I meant to
He's
say.
Going.
To correct myself. He is the czar that is the director of the Race and Sportsbook at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. Mike Perenio back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Michael, you're moving up the chain. They're letting you talk to us right before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's not as busy this week. Next week, if I get a chance to talk to you guys, it might be a little hectic that week, but I'll be here for you guys.
Well, I talked to you earlier in the week. You said already the line is starting to move. Talk about the rarity of the Super Bowl point spread moving this far out.
Yeah, well, we opened it up at 3.5, and it went immediately to 3. Now it's minus 2.5. And if you take New England, you got to lay $1.25. If you take the Giants, you're getting plus $1.05, plus 2.5. So it's awfully close to going to 2. When we charge that much juice on the sign, we're kind of asking you to take the Giants just to get us some money on back on that side. And I see a lot of reports on network TVs and stuff about how the Giants will kill us. And right now we're in a pretty good position on this game because of futures. To win the Super Bowl futures, which we make pretty good money no matter who wins the game. We do need New England a little bit more as of now on both the game and for futures. But interesting thing is you can lay 2.5 minus 125 right now, or you can lay New England on the money line and get minus $1.40. So for 15 cents juice, you're getting 2.5 points. And I think if I was going to bet New England, I'd rather have the minus 140 and not have to lay the 2.5. It just makes sense.
Mike, at 7-7, how high did the Giants get in the futures market for you guys?
We didn't go as high. You know, there was a lot of things going about kind of like it was back to the Cardinals in baseball where we did have a little problem. But most of the places were at most 100-1. We didn't have a big our guys booking the futures on that. We didn't expose ourselves that much, and it's probably a good thing. It's after the Cardinals, we didn't need to expose ourselves again on the Super Bowl.
Mike, I got a question, and you for the general fan out there. There are so many of these prop bets, and so many of them I think you can term as outrageous. You can bet that there will not be a touchdown scored in the Super Bowl. It's 200-1 at the Mandalay Bay. That's never, ever, 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 ever happened before. How do you come up with 200-1 when some people would say, well, if it's never happened, why isn't it 5,000-1?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the propositions even the one, you know, if there be a safety, it's 7-1. I mean, the actual odds are probably a little higher than that. But, you know, propositions are for fun. You're right, 200-1 without, especially with the Patriots playing and the Giants, that's not going to happen probably. It's an indoor stadium. If it was at Yankee Stadium and there was a blizzard like it will be in a couple years, and, then you could maybe have something like that happen. But, you know, indoor stadiums and these teams on turf, not much chance of that's going to happen. And but 200-1 we're probably not going to get a lot of action on that except for people just, you know, saying, hey, I'm going to put $10 on it just in case.
Mike, the calm before the storm is this weekend, but there's still, I mean, this weekend, the Super Bowl bets, when does the main money, doesn't start till what, next Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, I mean, when we open the line, we get hit pretty good with some decent money, and then it just, you know, peters out until, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will be big, and then Sunday is the biggest chunk. A lot of people bet on Sunday. For whatever reason, the people wait till the last minute. That's why there's always lines. People are usually here for 2 or 3 days and then wait till the last hour to bet. And so we staff accordingly so that we get everybody's bets in. And I haven't been to run a Super Bowl yet where with about 5 minutes to go, everybody's done betting and everyone's got their bets in.
Can you tell us on the radio what the biggest bet you ever took on the Super Bowl is?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen multiple six-figure bets. So you're talking, when I'm at the counter, I mean, the books around here will take up to 7 figures, but I've seen lots of high six-figure bets, and we'll see them again this year, I'm sure. It's one thing where people bet a little bit more than they normally do, and I guess if you got it and you want to have some fun. If I had that kind of money, I don't think gambling would be my priority, but everybody's different. I think if I had the money to spend like that on a Super Bowl, I'd rather be flying in a private jet to the Caribbean to watch the game on a giant screen with on the beach or something.
Mike,
just me.
Mike Perenio, the director of the Race and Sports Book, who has been so gracious over the last few years to be joining us numerous times on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio from the Mandalay Bay. again, there are some people that don't even consider wagering on any event until the Super Bowl, which makes it obviously the number one event that goes on every year. There's terms we use like juice. Okay, to explain that real quick, if you're just betting a regular game at the beginning of the season, the juice is what the bookie or the casino makes. It's $100. You got to bet 110 to win the 100 that way somewhere along the way. But that, when you get to the Super Bowl, when you get to the props, and not even some of the crazy props, it's not just a 10%. You got plus 200 versus minus 260 and so on and so on. Your advice for the folks that really don't know a whole lot about gambling when they look at numbers like that?
You know what? You can't. It's still the same, pretty much the same percentage. For example, one of the bets I kind of like this week is the longest field goal of the game prop. It's over 43.5, and that one you have to lay $1.20 on the over. But if you're betting the under, it's even money, 100 to win 100. So if one side goes up, you're getting the reciprocal on the backside. The one thing you don't want to worry about so much is laying juice. If you got a winner, you got a winner, and if you got a winner that's an underdog, you got more money, you know. And there's another bet I like: will the game go into overtime? It's probably not the true odds, but the yes, it will go to overtime is plus 700. So you're getting 700 to 1 that there'll be an overtime game. Patriot games have done that in the past in Super Bowls, and they usually come down to 3 points, so it could gives you a shot to go into overtime whenever a game's within 3 points.
Mike, I know we're still a week away, but you got a monster UFC fight the night before, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, Mandalay Bay, you know, this is really a resort. I mean, if you come here, you can, stay here and not ever leave the building. We got Brad Paisley this week. Last night we had the premiere for HBO's Luck. Dustin Hoffman, Nick Nolte, Steven Spielberg. I mean, it was like Hollywood here last night. And if you guys haven't seen that show yet, it's a kind of a horse racing. It's pretty much horse racing based out of they're filming at Santa Anita. It's good for our business, and it looks like it might be a really good show. But that's the kind of stuff we got going here. And you're right, UFC is Saturday, the day before the Super Bowl. And we've got 8-9 fights here at Mandalay Bay. It's unbelievable. We kind of do this year in and year out on the big days. Have a UFC before. I mean, I can't think anywhere else where you can have go to concerts, then go to UFC, then go to the Super Bowl parties. It's unbelievable, and it's so much fun.
Yeah. Again, I'm going to be honest. I would have to go to the George Strait concert instead of the UFC fight.
Really?
Oh, ain't no doubt.
Man, you're getting old.
Yeah, at least you didn't say Britney Spears or something. We'd have to take away your man card.
that ain't half, brother. Mike Perenio joins us here. What should we be looking at? We're going to have a chance to talk to you or one of the guys next week. What should we be keeping our eyes on over the next 6 days?
You know what? It's going to be a big week. People start arriving like Wednesday or Thursday. I'm not sure what the lines keeps going down. I don't know if it's going to go down to 2. Mandalay Bay is going to be rocking and rolling starting early next week, and I'll be putting in about 150 hours next week at work. So everyone can send my wife a sympathy card. I'd appreciate it.
It's fun though, right? Is it still fun?
Yeah. You know what? If I could have, when I went to college, if they would have said you can have this job, I would have, probably done anything I could have to get that job at the time. I'm a lucky man, and I work for a great company. Life's pretty good living in Vegas and golfing and doing what I do. I can't complain, and I'd be insane to even complain about it.
Mike, I understand the 3.5 to 3 to 2.5. Those are monster numbers and half points. When the deal goes to 2, can it tumble further than that pretty easily then?
Yeah, I mean, then our worst nightmare, and we kind of avoided that, and that's maybe why we went to 2.5 and off of 3. If it lands on 3, and we keep it at 3, and it pushes, we could be, lines would be down to the stratosphere, and we may work, 90 hours just refunding people's money. So I don't think it's going to go back up to 3 unless something really drastic. We see some kind of strange influx of money to bring it back up. But you're right. Once it's at 2.5, it could go all the way down to 1.5. Probably won't go to 1 because of the – fact, if you got two field goals and a touchdown, that one number is a little different than a two number. But it could drop even farther, and we'll see. You never know, and it'll fluctuate. And a lot of the big money will come up on Sunday.
A Super Bowl ending in 3-point differential. That never
it's
would
the
happen.
Bookmaker's worst nightmare, not from a profit standpoint, but from a personnel and payroll standpoint, because that's intense labor.
When I printed this off, I may have cut it off. Do you have that? Is there a prop bet that the game will end at exactly 3 points?
No, we don't have one up yet. We you guys got you're probably looking at our first 6 pages. We're adding another 6 pages of props in the next day or two. So it's gonna there'll probably be some other ones in there that you'll see popping up here right now. That's not a prop we want. We don't want that to happen. So there'll be more people pushing on it. So there's plenty of props if you come out here and look at them. Be prepared to look at it for a couple hours before you even go to the window.
Do you get input on how those prop lines are set, or who does that?
We do all our props for our properties out of the Mirage. You guys have talked to Jay
right.
At the Mirage. He's our go-to guy corporate-wise. And, we've been doing this for a long time. The props are pretty much similar year to year. They'll even put out. Usually, they put out something towards the end of the week with combined score of Kobe Bryant, and they add basketball into the prop mix and do an over under with his points, and which will be higher. But we pretty much know what we're doing on these. The props. There's been so many of them for so many years. It's hard to come up with new ones that. If you come up with a new one, it might not be a good one since we have so many already. You might be putting yourself out on a limb if you try to make up too many of them.
Well, we always enjoy our chats, and we'll let you get back to work, Mike. Thanks so much. We'll talk with you next week when things are crazy, and we always appreciate the time from the Mandalay Bay here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Pleasure. Good being with you guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Perenio, Husker, now Vegasite, and has been for a long, long time, and he is the director of the Racing Sportsbook. Folks, if you go to Vegas, stop by the Mandalay, tell him you heard him on the Doug and Daddy Show. He takes care of Nebraskans because he is a Nebraskan, especially those that have heard him on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You go to the Mandalay Bay website.
He's not going to give you a suite for 3 weeks, but he is going to take care of you one way or another. I hear those stories more than I would ever imagine. I hear those stories, so it's cool. Thanks to the folks that do look up Mike when they go out there.
Yeah, and when you I get phone calls, and Doug does too, all the time. What do you have his number out there? Just get on the website, go to the sports book. He's the only name, he's the only email. He's Racing Sportsbook Director. Just click on him,
right up,
and boom.
It's like 2 clicks. Well, Miranda Lambert, we talked about George Strait. Miranda Lambert is coming back to Kearney. Female Vocalist of the Year. Okay, so now this automatically becomes one of the biggest concerts ever held in the Tri-Cities, let alone Kearney or the Viero Event Center. They've had some big, 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 big ones. Miranda's been here, liked it, coming back. And for a chance to win tickets, we want you to text WIN Miranda. That's WIN Miranda, MIRANDA. And you text that message to 90210, and you have a chance to win tickets. Do it soon. The winner will be notified Friday, February 3rd. So we want to make sure you get your tickets right away. So text WIN Miranda to 90210 for a chance at winning a pair of tickets to the Miranda Lambert concert coming up in March at the Viero Event Center. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Sunday, 4th-ranked Ohio State hosts number 20 Michigan on the Westwood One Dial Global Radio Network. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horowitz. Join Wayne Larrabee and Perry Clark from Columbus, Ohio for all the action. Michigan looking to end its 5-game losing streak to its conference rival, but Jarrett Sullinger and the Buckeyes, one of the best teams in the nation. Michigan, Ohio State. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Sunday at noon on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. More and more business people are working remotely from their iPad and iPhones, leaving their laptops behind. Working lighter, I do. But the iPad and iPhone can't replace your office computer. That's unless you have GoToMyPC app. It's the missing link. Turns your iPad and iPhone into your computer. With GoToMyPC by Citrix, you can access your entire Mac or PC, work on any program, edit stuff, save any file from anywhere, even on the go, airport, cafe, right from your iPhone. Take care of any urgent request to edit a PowerPoint, update a spreadsheet, work on any file. Go to My PC, so convenient, reliable, easy to use. Sets up, by the way, in just minutes. Try Go to My PC today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit gotomypc.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's gotomypc.com, try it free, promo code Colin.
More exciting high school basketball comes your way this weekend on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On 1230 KHAS Friday night, the St. Cecilia boys take on Archbishop Bergen in the Centennial Conference semifinals at 7:45. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Sandy Creek is at Kearney Catholic starting at 6. Saturday's basketball here on ESPN, Kearney High hosts Norfolk at 4:45. And if the St. Cecilia boys are in the championship, you'll hear that game at 6 on The Breeze 94.5.
A wind advisory goes in effect for our area today, as we'll see a slight chance for a rain or snow shower early on, followed by breaks of sunshine with a high of 42 as northwest winds increase to 20 to 35. I'm meteorologist Paul Frambley. Right now it's 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Where in the world did this show go today? UNK wrestling team, they beat Colorado State Pueblo yesterday by a score of 25-10. Great tennis match overnight. Novak Djokovic, five-setter, almost 5 hours long.
It's too bad we don't.
Tiger plays a round in less than that.
It's too bad
Wait a minute,
not.
A round of golf in less than that.
I said it's too bad that the time difference is in the middle of the night. That's when it is. You know, if it's on normally, I think a lot of people would have taken interest in that and watched that.
Well, it finished up just before 8 our time this morning, so it was started about 2:30 or 3, whatever it was. So Tiger probably was having a little breakfast at Denny's. But anyway,
Dirk Chatlin tweeting about it at 5:30 this morning.
Well, sports, a great match. 369 for Tiger. He is two shots back at Abu Dhabi. So he followed up his 70 with a 69.
Nice!
Some guy we've never heard of, Thorbjørn Olsen of Denmark. I'm going with that.
You heard of one of those other guys up there on the leaderboard, though.
One shot lead over Mateo Manacero. Woods is another shot back, tied with six other players, including Rory. And it's so important now to get your spring game football tickets. You can do that beginning Wednesday morning, 8 a.m. Huskers.com, 1-800-8-BIG-RED.
Don't want to miss that excitement.
You won't go, will you?
No.
You hate them. How about Nebraska basketball? Props, huh? They're getting thumped early. Then Richardson starts making everything, career high 25. They beat the Hawkeyes like there was ever a doubt, but 79-73.
And come out of your hole now, Russ. You loser.
Almost the opposite for the women. They had a lead and then couldn't hit anything. 32% season low yesterday, but they still find a way to win. 60-53. Jordan Hooper, 22 points, 15 rebounds. Big night for Lindsay Moore. Duh, was on the show this week.
How about that spin move and dunk, though, the Iowa guy had? That's about 11 minutes left in the game.
White chocolate?
No. Well, white chocolate followed up.
Yeah.
Black chocolate's thunder dunk. The spin move on Diaz, whammo.
I saw the putback. Mess, and a guy flies down the lane and jams it home. Colorado Christian tonight. Colorado School of Mines tomorrow. That's where UNK basketball is at. Hastings is at Northwestern of Iowa tomorrow. You know what? There was some good basketball last night. That little Reinertsen kid. I mean, how many times can you make him the athlete of the week? He scores 31 Tuesday. He scores 38 last night. They play Fillmore Central tonight, who is struggling. He could put up 50. He scored 69 points in two games this week. Maybe he gets 50 tonight, goes way over 100. See, here's a kid that needs to get to the state tournament and break your record.
I think Connor Bronick's going to handle it.
Promise C1. Deschler and Kennesaw, triple overtime last night. Kennesaw wins.
Well, we're getting it, you know.
And one other score I want you to know about. Columbus SCOTUS girls, 31. Hastings St. Cecilia, 18. After St. Cecilia had just went on a humongous run. How do they do that?
I don't.
SCOTUS has just got their number. That's all there is to it. Basketball tonight, Sandy Creek, Kearney Catholic on Classic Hits. The St. Cecilia and Archbishop Bergen boys will be, of course, on 1230 KHAS. Tomorrow we have got Kearney and Norfolk here on ESPN. Tonight, Kearney is at Columbus. Anything else, big fella?
I think we're good to go. Next week, a lot of Super Bowl talk right here. A lot of signing day talk right here. Well, you know, the deal Wednesday. Tell them about the UNK Hastings deal. We'll wait till Thursday to have those coaches on.
Well, yeah, because their signing classes are not complete. All the papers aren't in Wednesday. We will air Bo Pelini's signing day press conference Wednesday at 2:30 as it's scheduled. So whenever he starts, we will have that for you as well here on ESPN Radio. Well, he's going to talk about a lot of local kids, I would think.
No, we're not going to single anyone out. Not going to talk. We're a team down there in Nebraska. It's a process.
Hastings softball picked to finish eighth in the GPAC preseason. Also, Tri-City Storm hockey tonight at Omaha here on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And, of course, tomorrow, television, pregame and postgame on Classic Hits when they take on Sioux Falls. We hope you're back with us in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on Monday. Get a chance. Go out and check them out. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Thanks to Mike Schaaf, also to Sean Callahan, and to Mike Perenio for joining us today. Oh, you know what's coming up Monday besides every recap we could possibly think of? Super Bowl week. We're not going to Indy because you couldn't go. I mean, it was paid for.
Yeah.
You couldn't go.
Yeah,
couldn't.
It was paid for.
Mike and Mike, Colin Cowherd, us, Rome, Patrick. But now there'll be an open seat in the middle because we've got special guests coming up with the Roller Derby Girls on Monday.
Nice.
I'm suiting you up.
I'll deal with them.
See you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.